John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, John.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, stuff.
Yeah, I thought we would take a second before we start the episode for like a special announcement kind of thing.
Ooh, what kind?
You know, like maybe we're coming up on 1 year.
1 year anniversary of the High Gain.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't missed a week, so we're coming up on episode 52.
That's right, and we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, we're going to party.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to give shit away.
Oh, God, I love it when we do that.
Who likes pedals? Raise your hand.
Me. I like pedals. That's a Old Blood Noise Endeavors Dweller.
Yes.
Not mine. That's the one that we pulled out of the box just to make a noise, and then we're going to put it back in the box.
What do people have to do to win this pedal?
They need to go to our Instagram page.
Yep.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Go to our Facebook page.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Got it.
It's the High Gain on both of those.
Right.
And then they need to tag two people.
Right.
And favorite that post.
Okay.
And then we're just going to randomly pick a winner the week after our 52nd episode comes out.
Nice.
It's going to be great.
So let me make sure I get this.
Okay.
You go to Instagram.
Yep.
You look for this post.
Yep.
You like it.
Yep.
Make sure you're following us.
Yep.
On Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
And tag two other people.
Yeah. Just in the comments.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Jimmy Nuts.
Yeah. At Jimmy Nuts.
Yeah.
Check this out. Okay.
The two people.
Yeah. Okay.
Jimmy and Janice Nuts. You know, something like that.
That's all you got to do?
That's it.
Great.
Bye. Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kiltica, Ed.
I was kind of late on that one. This is pretty good.
No, you're just in time.
Okay. Yeah. Just in time. Yeah. Do it. Yeah, this is the High Gain Podcast.
High Gain Podcast.
Yeah, what do we talk about?
We talk about guitars, bow ties, tuxedos, top hats.
Great, great. Okay. Where are we recording from, John?
Beautiful West Seattle, Washington.
It's raining out.
Not so beautiful West Seattle, Washington.
It's a little rainy today.
Rainy.
But, you know, that's all right. That's okay. It keeps, you know, April flowers and shit like that. Showers?
Yeah.
Flowers, May flowers.
April showers bring May depression?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super into the rain, but it keeps some people away from the state, and that's just fine with me.
Yep.
Keeps them in their home state of Mississippi or Alabama,
Mississippi.
Wherever.
Yep.
So you can have it.
Yep.
You can have it with your son.
In your mud.
Mud. Home of mud. Yeah. Mississippi. Yeah. Starting out going at Mississippi. Beverages.
Beverages indeed, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, Ed got the beverages.
I did. I went up to Rite Aid.
Rite Aid. Go to the drugstore for the beverages.
Exactly. Because it was fucking raining and I didn't want to walk all the way to like Safeway or something. So I got a Sonoma Sparkler, some organic raspberry handcrafted sparkling raspberry flavored apple juice.
It is pretty good.
It's in a fancy bottle, and it's you know, like a nice blood red burgundy kind of color.
Mm-hmm. Very bloody.
Yeah, take a drink of that.
That is pretty good. I think I know why it's so well made.
Yeah.
It says crafted in the traditional way.
Oh.
It's traditionally good.
Yeah, well, that's good. Time-honored method. Small batch production out of Helzberg, California. Certified organic. It's great.
Oh, man, it's got everything.
Yeah. 50% fruit juice, you know.
50?
Yeah.
You think Big Corn is in on this?
Oh, fuck yeah. You kidding me? I mean, they talk a big game with their, you know, fancy label and whatnot, but I bet we got some. Oh, my God. There's no Big Corn in this.
Really?
Yeah. It's just naturally delicious.
I'm going to take another sip and verify the absence of Big Corn.
Okay. That Soderbergh movie with Matt Damon, The Informant, is so good. The palette on it, the color palette, is so 80s. It feels weird and oppressive, kind of, the palette. I think that's what I didn't really love the first time through. And the more I watch it now, I just love it.
Just flashbacks to band camp.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what we got here, Ed?
It looks like a guild. What is it? A Polara? Polara?
This is a guild Polara.
P-O-L-A-R-A?
Yes.
Polara.
Polara.
Okay. I did great. I did great on the spelling. John likes to call that throwing a little dirt on it.
Yeah, throw a little dirt on that.
Yeah. What kind of pedal is that?
This is a Fairfield Circuitry Barbershop V2 pedal.
Barbershop V2 Overdrive.
Yep.
Great.
It's great, isn't it?
I like it a lot. Sometimes you like to go real crazy, saggy, super fuzzular. And this is more just like overdrive. Just a straight kind of,
Well, this is overdrive that has a sag knob on it.
Yeah. Hit some sag on it. Throw some sag on it.
Some sag?
Yeah. Oh, God. There you go. But even that, it's not...
So saggy.
Yeah.
My diaper.
It's not sputtery. It's not that sputtery kind of sag, you know? That's nice. Really cool.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
But that's not the only pedal.
No.
Tell us about the pedal you have paired with the beverage in.
I brought a Red Panda Particle. I'm super into this thing.
Where are they out of?
These guys are out of Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan?
Which I'm a super fan of manufacturing in Detroit.
10-4.
You know what I mean?
You think they're in Detroit proper?
I believe so. I mean, their webpage says they're from Detroit. So
along
I got
with the watch guys?
Yeah, exactly. The Shinola dudes building watches and bicycles.
Oh,
and
man.
I like to think they're right next door, and they're both in some old Ford factory building guitar pedals and watches, like, right next to
each
other.
And they play volleyball at lunch?
Because
the place is so big and abandoned?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Indoor volleyball,
Maybe they shoot guns after work?
Right, who knows?
Drink some Detroit beer and shoot guns?
I think it will be great. If those Red Panda guys need a couple of solderers to come out there and...
And solder?
Solder some shit, we could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not great at it.
Detroit field trip?
Yeah. Oh that would be killer.
Hey, Red Panda, can we stay on your couch?
Yeah. John and I went to a pedals and effects masterclass.
We did.
With Nick Reinhardt and Juan from Pedals and Effects here in Seattle at the guitar store in Seattle. And they were playing a Red Panda Particle.
And it was great.
Right.
What do they bill it as? What do they call it?
They call it a granular delay. So it does a regular delay. Like, go ahead and turn it on and, like, just hit a thinger. You know, that's kind of what delays do, right? Right? So the granular delay is they actually call the individual sections of the, like, what would be the tape, the grains.
Oh, right.
And so they actually take that and manipulate...
Each one individually.
Each, the grains individually.
Oh.
So turn a couple of those knobs, like maybe... That's kind of random. And that's... And you can actually affect how random. So each of the settings, and there's like, what, 9 settings or something? Yep. It just like, yeah, you should like that with the whole sputtery thing that you are a fan of.
I love the sputter.
I know you do.
I need to put some dirt on it.
Yeah, put some dirt on it.
Oh.
It's really great. So I believe the original Red Panda is maybe like 5 years old, something like that, 4 or 5 years old. And this is the V2 that they just came out with. And it's got a bunch of stuff that, yeah, isn't that great? So you're in kind of a freeze mode on that chop button on the top middle. Yeah.
Wow. And I've hit one chord once. It's off to the races by itself. Oh, reversing.
Reversular.
It's kind of like reverse and random.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not buying Red Panda stuff, you're just a big
from the heart
dummy.
Of Detroit.
Yeah.
Comes a ball buster of a pedal. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all move to Detroit.
I'm bullish on Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you hear that, Red Panda?
Yeah. Bullish.
Bullish. So this guitar.
Oh, God.
It's time for the guitar talk. Okay.
Is that a new kind of segment?
I was being peppy.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
you should do that more often.
I've got pep.
Guitar talk.
What do you know about Guild the company?
Man, I'm sure we've done a Guild before, right?
We have.
I do not remember anything about these guys.
I have prepared for you, Ed.
Oh, okay.
A little recap.
Oh, a refresher.
I'm sure our viewers remember all of it.
Oh,
But you don't.
No, I don't. No.
Guild, founded by our man Alfred Drange. Remember? Rhymes with orange, Drange.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no.
He died in an airplane crash.
Oh.
Remember that?
He was working, like he commuted back and forth to work.
Yeah, I don't know.
How'd that go?
For him?
Yeah.
It was probably good until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Pretty scenic for a little bit.
Yeah.
1912.
Yeah.
To 1972.
He was 60 years old.
He himself was a professional guitarist, so he knew the instruments. He knew how to play them. He knew what was up.
Sure.
And in 1952, he partners with his buddy, George Mann.
George Mann.
Former executive at Epiphone.
Oh.
He splits after a year.
Yeah.
I guess he and Al...
Yeah.
Not getting along. So in 52, they built their factory in Manhattan, New York City.
Okay.
And so they're making guitars with mostly Epiphone dudes.
It seems really expensive to be building guitars in the heart of New York City. Like the factory space that would be required to do that, it seems like you probably want to be a little bit on the outskirts.
You are right, Ed.
Oh.
It's too small.
Go big or go home.
Just 4 years later.
That's what my guy Al says.
That's exactly what Al says. Go big or go home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They go to Hoboken, New Jersey.
Fuck.
What do you know about Hoboken, Ed?
When I order my states in my brain, it goes from the bottom, Mississippi, and then New Jersey.
Oh, I know a guy wants to talk to you.
No, I'm sure Hoboken is lovely.
Did you know the first recorded game of baseball was played in Hoboken?
Recorded, like, on television? On
the first recorded instance of the game called baseball.
Like, audio recording? Baseball started in Hoboken.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
And you know what else?
Yeah, what?
World War One?
Yeah.
It was the main departure point for the Doughboys heading off to war.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
Over 3 million of them split from the port of Hoboken.
Wow.
And at the time, it was hoped that it wouldn't take long and we'd be back by, like, Christmas.
Okay.
General Pershing had a saying.
Yeah.
Heaven, hell, or Hoboken by Christmas.
Whoa.
You want a Tootsie Roll? Go to fucking Hoboken. Home of the Tootsie Roll.
No kidding.
Yeah, from the 1930s
all the way. Well, no wonder Al's moving there. Well, no fucking wonder.
What's not to love?
You're putting this hard sell on Hoboken. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm just trying to explain maybe why our man Al wanted to go there.
Maybe.
Not to mention that's where Sinatra's from.
Oh.
So, 1956.
Yeah.
Opportunity to go across the river to Hoboken.
Where Frank is?
Yeah.
Frank's hanging out?
Yeah.
He knew some guys, you know what I'm saying?
He knew some guys. You know? He heard things. Yeah.
Oh, well, I know.
We don't talk about it.
Oh, no. Poor Frank.
Yep. The early 60s.
Okay.
You know what we got to do?
Electrics.
We got to get in on this solid body action.
Yeah, of course.
Let's do some solid bodies.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
What?
Well, you know, what's out there? Les Paul, Telecaster, all the Harmony stuff, all the Kay stuff, single cutaway, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
We got to make a mark in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
They put out three models in 63.
Okay.
That represent the entrance into solid body guitars for Guild.
Okay.
They put out the S100 Polara.
Oh.
Which is what this is.
Wow, okay.
They put out the S50 Jetstar, which is kind of a budget version of this.
Okay.
And they put out the S200 Thunderbird, which is like the deluxe version of this.
Huh. What year did the Gibson Thunderbird come out under?
Yeah, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling fine.
Great.
That's me putting you in the hot seat. How's that feel, John?
None too good.
No. It seems like there shouldn't be two guitars with the same name. Like a name like Thunderbird seems very specific. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. The example we have here today with us is the S100, the middle of the line, Polara.
Yeah.
Our example's from 65. What's up with this?
What is up with that?
So the elephant in the room is this metal stripe down the back of it.
Oh, sure.
Prying at the base of this metal bar behind here, we see that this guitar, held down by a magnet, has a metal kickstand in the back. You can fold that thing out.
Yep.
The bottom of the guitar itself is kind of flat, rounded out.
Yep.
And it has two little legs on it. So it completes the tripod action.
Yep.
And you can stand this thing on the ground.
Don't do it. Don't do it, John. John. Don't. Oh. I did this in the store and it just felt so bad.
I'm not going to trust that.
It seems like such a terrible idea.
Yeah.
As a gimmick, I guess I get it, but goddamn, I wonder how many of those guitars went into garbage bins because that thing gave out and the headstock snapped off.
Oh.
How many?
I wonder.
I gotta think that is not the best design.
So that's the first thing that stands out.
Right.
Next is that the headstock is completely asymmetrical. And it's got funky shapes and points on it.
Mm-hmm.
The body is mahogany. You could get it in alder as well. This one is mahogany.
Okay.
Rosewood fingerboard dot inlays.
Mm-hmm.
Single coil pickups, two of them, with the usual assortment of controls.
Gibson Thunderbird?
Yeah.
Introduced in 1963.
Really?
Same year. Huh.
I wonder how that worked out.
It's almost like someone should do a podcast where they pull up facts about
guitars.
Know, yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
I would totally listen to that if someone were to make such a thing.
Well, you let me know if you run across one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The standard colors on these were cherry red or sunburst. This one is a sunburst.
Yep.
If you like custom colors.
Ooh. They got black?
They got black.
I'm into it.
Amber or green.
Oh.
The difference between the Polara and the Thunderbird was that the Thunderbird was way wackier. It was shaped kind of like a jog in the road is how I would put it. I'm going to wave at Ed.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Sure. Okay.
Other than that, they were essentially the same.
You just making weird squiggly shapes with your hand does not very well describe what that guitar looks like. But okay.
We're not doing that one anyway, so...
Yeah, fuck it.
One of three original
Guild
solid body designs from Guild, so it's worth at least a mention, I think.
Sure. This guitar just looks classy. Is that the right word?
It does.
It doesn't have block inlays.
The Thunderbird does.
Okay.
The tremolo on this is made by our good friends at Hagstrom.
Yeah.
They licensed the whole tremolo assembly from Hagstrom.
Huh.
And the thing I could tell you about this is that the bar is angled instead of typically curved.
Yeah.
It's got a set screw in there.
Oh, look at
you
that.
You could turn it to whatever angle is better for you.
Yeah.
and then tighten it back up.
I do like the tremolo on this thing. I wonder how well it stays in tune, but I like it.
Shall we see?
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, sounds okay.
Yeah. Talk to me about those pickups. Great.
These are single coil pickups. Later iterations of the Polara would switch to humbuckers.
They're real wide.
They're wider looking than a single coil for sure. Yeah.
Right. They got fancy knobs on this thing. It's got the little G symbol in it, right? Yep. That's nice.
Which is kind of nice.
I think that guitar is kind of in the camp of the Ovation solid bodies. Just let that go, yeah. The Ovation and the Guild here, they are kind of uniquely their own.
It's interesting you say that, Ed.
Oh, thank you.
1 year after this guitar was made, this particular one is 65, Al Sells.
Al Sells Guild. What did this thing go for in 63?
I don't know. I'm going to say this thing was like, I don't know, $300 or $400. How about that? 63. 1963 dollars.
That's great. Okay, sure. And the Thunderbird? The Thunderbird was more.
Yeah, see if you can find out, like, you know, the price on this thing.
God damn it, sure.
Meanwhile, I will tell you this, Ed.
Okay, tell me some stuff.
That in 1970, I guess they thought better of the whole kickstand kind of funky body shape thing.
Yeah, yeah.
They bagged it.
Okay.
But they didn't bag the model. So this thing here, this S100 Polara.
Yeah.
They get rid of the kickstand.
Okay.
They changed the shape to look more like an SG.
When did they do this?
70.
Okay, more like an SG. Maybe I'm kind of familiar with this. Yeah.
I think you will be. They put humbuckers in it.
Yeah. I think I know that one. But they still called it the Polara?
Yeah, S100 Polara.
Huh.
You want to hear somebody playing one?
An S100 Polara?
Yeah.
What year is this?
Let's say 94.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I do know this guitar. Yeah. Yeah, because I think when I saw this video, he's playing it in the video, right?
Uh-huh.
And it, yeah, I thought it was really cool. Yeah, that's great. Our guy, Mr. Cornell, R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. Chris Cornell.
Yep.
1964.
Yeah.
To 2017.
I would have known that one, so good job on not letting me get a win.
You want to try one? You want the hot seat?
Well, see, now I'm not going to get... Yeah, sure.
How about 2005?
Okay.
Would that work for you?
Is it Jack White?
Nope.
Okay.
This guitar player is playing an S100, but you know what was done to it? In this player's case? Bigsby.
Is it Peter Buck from REM?
You'd think.
Okay. A lot of panning going on in this. Put on those headphones, folks, and...
A little bit of panning.
Have your heads... A little bit. Sit down, honey. Let's kill some time.
Come on now, Ed.
Kristen Hirsch?
No.
Is it Hammerbox?
Nope.
Like, who is it?
Really?
Yeah.
That was Sleater-Kinney.
Right.
Yeah. That was Carrie Brownstein playing her S100 with the Bigsby.
People hate me.
People hate me. Throughout the years, Guild would move around. We've talked about that. They went to California. They came back and all this, you know, up to Alaska and then down into, you know, Costa Rica and then maybe over across into the Ural Mountains over there.
Costa Rica?
No, I'm just making this all up. They moved a lot.
I was a little spaced out for a second there and then, yep.
Partly because people like Sleater-Kinney and Soundgarden like them so much, they reissued the whole lot of them.
Yeah,
so
I was trying to find, like, price on that guitar. All I could find was prices on the reissue because it's just like cluttered with that.
How much is the reissue?
$500.
Does it reissue have a kickstand in it?
Like, probably not.
Probably not.
You know. The Mustang came out in 65, the 65 Ford Mustang.
Oh, the car, not the guitar.
Not the guitar. And I do not like that car.
Why not?
It's just a garbage, semi-muscly car kind of thing. They sold like half a million of those things the first year it came out.
Who bought them? Is grandma buying one?
I think so, yeah. They had a very broad appeal. That's why contrarian elitist Ed over here in his shitty little hot seat is not into it.
Little hot seat.
Mass appeal, hard pass.
You want to try again?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I don't know if you'll get this other than if you recognize the singer's voice.
Okay.
Would that help?
Did it help with Sleater-Kinney?
This song is called Bike Lane. It's from 2018. It's fresh.
Is it Jared Leto?
No.
Is he in 30 Seconds to Mars? Another beautiful bike lane. Is this Keanu Reeves?
No.
Okay. The cops have killed Freddy, sweet young Freddy Gray.
That's Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
Yeah.
Formerly of Pavement.
I saw the Jicks in.
You even saw them.
I've seen them.
That's great, Ed.
Yeah. Yes. Great. Red Panda Particle. Gilt Polara, Fairfield Circuitry. It's great.
That's a pretty cool pedal.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, Red Panda dudes.
Yeah.
Your couch has our name on it.
Yeah. That's going to be great. John and Ed curled up on a couch. Yeah. So I like that guitar. We got that from Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com.
We went up there to meet a good friend of ours.
That we met through this podcast.
Yeah.
It's one of our faithful viewers.
Yeah. We met at the guitar store, and we all looked at that Polara together.
Yep.
Then he bought it.
Yep.
So you can't have it, but he let us borrow it. So that's pretty nice.
That's really nice.
Super, super nice.
His name is first initial D.
Yeah.
We have to protect his...
Sure!
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Last initial W.
Oh, D-dubs?
Yeah, D-dub.
We like to call him D-dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hear a song called High Ticket Attractions?
I think I do.
2017?
Okay.
If you can guess this, then all is forgiven.
Is it Taco Cat?
No.
Man, you had a shocked look on your face for a second there, like you had to double check.
I mean, I guess it could be, but no, that is from the album Whiteout Conditions by the New Pornographers. They're new at the Pornography.
Yeah.
The guitarist is AC Newman playing an S-100 like this one here.
Great.
Yeah.
You think it's an oldie like that one?
It is.
It's an oldie boy.
Yep.
That's great.
I got one for you of somebody playing the low end one.
Okay, so Polara is the middle. Okay, Thunderbird is the high end.
And the low is the Jetstar.
The Jetstar.
Yeah, just fewer appointments.
Okay.
This is called Problems by Weathers.
I like this. Gut reaction, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. Oh, is that some tremolo? Yeah. Ooh, seeing double with my Ray-Bans on. Turn it off. Woohoo!
I found that to be instructive in that if I put a little,
dirt on it,
a little dirt and dial up the trebulation. You get that sound out of this thing. This thing will give it to you.
You don't even have to ask for it and it'll give it to you.
No, no, you just look at it wrong.
Yeah.
You hear that, D-dub? Listen to that.
Throw a little particle on there.
How about that? It turns out you could do stuff with that pedal.
All of Red Panda's stuff is outside the trodden path.
Hey, you know what? There wasn't any murder in this episode, so
that was good. We got a comment on the Instagram that our episode about the, what was that? The Harmony. Yeah.
Had too much murder in it.
It had a lot of murder and a lot of slaughterhouse talk.
Hey, man, you got to be aware of these things. Otherwise, you're walking through a dark hallway, you slip on something, and you think the floor is wet.
Maybe it's blood.
Maybe it's carcass blood.
Yeah, carcass blood.
You don't know.
Yeah, La La Land Studios said the episode was dark, dark, dark. And then he put a little heart emoji.
That's great. Thank you, La La Land Studios.
Yeah, go to their Instagram page. And, yeah. Oh, geez, what happened?
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Oh, no.
But, you know, death and mayhem.
Yeah. Okay,
let's keep looking at guitar pictures, Ed.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that every week.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Totally fun.
Yeah. What should people do? What should they do?
People should leave us a review on iTunes.
Oh, that'd be great
because
if they
that really
did that.
Helps us and makes us feel nice.
Yeah, it makes us feel great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should do that.
You should vote. You should pet animals.
Yeah.
You should eat responsibly.
Sure.
Drive recklessly.
No.
Drive responsibly.
Yep. Buy guitars. Go buy guitars. That's a good thing to do.